even.
Or bureaus, yeah, we call them bureaus.
Is that a bureau is the same as a dress
yeah.
drawer?
As far as I'm concerned.
Whether it has a mirror or not.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's fine.
I've never given this topic much mm-hmm. deep thought.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you have a name for a big piece of furniture that you would have space to hang clothes in?
A closet?
Well, if it's movable.
A wardrobe?
Okay, that has hanging space. Mm-hmm. Does it have drawers too?
Sometimes they can.
Did you ever hear it called a chiffon robe?
No.
Okay. A closet is built in to the wall?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then what's the general name for chairs and sofas and tables and all that?
Furniture.
Yeah. Okay. Then things on the windows that pull up and down on rollers, you don't have them here.
Shades.
Uh-huh. What are these things?
Venetian blinds.
Okay. Mention those. A little room off the kitchen where you might store canned goods would be?
Pantry.
You have one here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I forgot to put it in the drawing.
That's okay. Probably it's a little room like that we don't need to worry about. Then if you were talking about daily housework, what would you say a woman does every morning? She
chores. Does right, her chores.
She does what to the house?
Cleans it.
Okay, fine. And then what is the non-electric thing that you might sweep with?
Broom.
And this is kind of hard to get. If the broom were in the corner, and the door were open so that you couldn't see the broom, you would say the broom is where?
Behind the door.
That's it. Then what is the electric thing that you use to clean the carpets and so forth?
A vacuum cleaner.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call the thing inside the vacuum cleaner that collects the dirt that you take out and throw away?
Bag.
Okay. Years ago on Monday, women used to do their...
Hey, I don't know.
Well, there was a traditional chore that was associated with...
Wash.
Yeah. And then after you do the wash, what would you have to do before the days of permanent press?
Oh, iron.
Uh-huh. And would you have a name for maybe the washing and ironing together?
Laundry.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about a name for a coin-operated self-service laundry?
Laundromat.
Yes, fine. And then what's the thing that you put your dirty clothes in?
Basket. Dirty clothes basket.
Does it have a lid?
Oh, no, that's a hamper.
Okay, what's the basket then?
It's the basket where you have a basket and you put your dirty clothes in.
Okay, okay. If you carry the clothes out on, put them on the line, that would be in the,
right.
the basket.
Got
okay.
it.
Let's see, you mentioned the stairs inside. What would you call them stairs too if it was outside going up to the front door?
Yeah.
Would you ever use steps for anything?
Yeah, I use those two words interchangeably.
Stairs and?
Steps.
Okay, inside or outside. And I can't remember whether you talked about an area outside the house where you might have chairs to go out and sit, did you?
Patio.
Okay, does the patio have a roof?
No.
Well, what if it's an area with a roof? Might be screened in?
A porch.
Okay. Would you know any other names for porch? Like an old-fashioned one maybe that went all the way around the house?
No.
Okay, how about a porch on the second floor? Would you have a name for that?
The second floor porch? No, I don't know.
You piazza? Certainly may speak.
Piazza?
She's asking me all these words, and you know how well I think on my feet.
Do you know that word?
I've heard of it, but I don't ever use it.
What?
Piazza.
Okay, does that just mean a porch to you?
Yeah.
Okay, and if the door is open and you don't want it to be, you tell somebody to...
Close the door, what shut the door.
Do those have the same weight to you?
Yes.
One is not maybe less polite than the other?
Well, I suppose it depends on who you're speaking to.
What do you mean?
You ask somebody to shut the door and they slam it. You say, would you please close the door?
Okay. So close could mean more gentle than
yes.
shut, I see. I didn't notice on the construction of this house, but what would you call it if you had boards outside the house that lapped over each other horizontally?
What was that, Mother? A wood house.